ABC Radio Australia.
Welcome back to Pacific Beat. I'm Kristen Rita Omanu-Leong here in Solomon Islands, and we're still staying here because this country is well known for its sunshine and heat. But for the past 2 weeks, there's been nothing but rain and clouds. The result has been flooded roads, potholes, and exacerbated damage to roads and hours-long traffic delays. The situation prompted an apology to the public from the country's infrastructure minister. But the good news is that today is bright and the sun is out, with vitamin D expectations on full dosage.
Hello, G Province. Hello, Province. Clear, Bay Center. Bay Center. Bay Center, no sign, clear. Hello, Kingdom Mall.
So if you're on the bus this morning, good fellow morning to you. And if you haven't ridden the bus in Honiara ever, well, you're missing out, because I traveled on one of the city's many buses and spoke to the people at the heart of the transport industry. They told me how poor road conditions are impacting their income. So we're going to try to go on another bus. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello. Oh, this bus has aircon. Going to travel in style. So I'm boarding one of the buses here, right in the heart of the capital, Honiara, in front of the central market, where all the buses that commute to the east and west of the capital. So we're on the bus now. Right next to me is
Jeffrey.
So Jeffrey is here and usually use the bus service. How are you finding the road conditions? And is since last week, you know, there's been heavy downpour in the capital, but what can you say about today's commute?
Thank you. Since last week up until this week, I found that the road, a lot of potholes causing jamming, and so, you know, access to the place of work and, I mean, school is found to be very hard.
And today we can see that there's not much traffic as it was last week. Can you feel a bit of difference when it comes to traveling?
Very, very little changes, but then I thought we need a lot of improvement, so the access to, you know, the accessibility should be fair and friendly to everybody.
And Jeffrey, from the main center point where we boarded the bus, how far away do you live from the city?
I just reside at Kukum, not too far from the center.
Does it take you a long time to get there with the traffic and the potholes?
Yeah, sometimes nearly take me 30 minutes, to wait for, the bus access, following the road, truck jamming, up until the destination.
What would you like to see?
If the government do something to improve the access, the accessibility, because according to my bill, if the road is not good, not fair, not friendly, it means there's something wrong with our government system. So I wish if our leaders recognize the little things so that they're going to deal the big deals.
So we're on the bus, and our friend Jeffrey is getting off, but we've just had a little bit of conversation with the bus conductor on the road conditions here in Honiara, and I'll get him to speak a little bit about it later. All right, Jeffrey, look at you.
Yes, my name is Leonard. I'm Avi, and I'm the one of the guy who was working the bus for this afternoon, and I'm the long-term tour guide for the bus with the conductors for figures.
And Leonard, what can you say about the road conditions? Do you feel like it's improved at least today?
Yes, I was doing my tour with the people that came from overseas on a tourist boat. I was coming out from the main wharf of the Commonwealth Street, and went back to the market, and they asked me what's happened with the roads. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's depending on our governments. For myself, it's this because we need to good company to come into the Solomon to make a road for us. It's going to make a road for the one day, and one day is going to be patching a road again. Is we are wasting more money to make a road like this one.
And Duna driver Blimi Lofran.
Yeah, my name is Dave.
Have you seen much of a difference, especially with the weather clearing up and there's more sunshine, and some of the work that's been done already as announced by the government on the roads?
Not yet.
Our roads are not the best. Our income is affected. There are high costs associated with spare parts, and we are facing increasing pressure from the economy to sustain the transport business.
Well, those were some of the locals speaking to me there about how poor road conditions are affecting their daily commutes, but that's still a work in progress here in the capital, Honiara.